Welcome to Decide to Transform. You made it to level 2, deeper questions leading to deeper answers. I'm Tomas Garza, and I'm here to help you decide to transform. I'll be setting the pace for the process to support your unfolding. Learn and commit to a practice that brings simplicity and awareness of what is ready to be released. Join me now and allow the experience of a deeper sense of love. Well, hello, hello, my friends. Welcome to Decide to Transform, your bridge to level 2 answers. I'm your host, Tomas Garza, and I'm excited that you are able to join me today. This is the debut show, the very first episode of Decide to Transform, and I'm excited to have you here today. I want to start with introducing myself, just giving you a little bit of my background, and today I will share with you some of the many and grievous mistakes and blunders that I've committed to get to this place. But a bit of my background, what I'll do is go through a general overview today of what we're going to cover here on the show on Decide to Transform. And we will then dive into today's theme, which is deeper questions, deeper answers. Just looking at the title of the show, you may in fact be wondering, what exactly is a level 2 answer? What is a level 2 question? What does that mean? We will cover that today. But first, a couple of words about myself. I am an author. I have written a book entitled Decide: How to Replace Your Fictions with Truth, Go Big in Life, and Transform Audaciously. Now that is out in paperback and ebook. So I'm an author and I'm venturing into the podcast arena. After a lifetime of being told that I need to be on radio, you should be on radio, people have said to me throughout my life, and I'm now doing that. And I'm absolutely grateful to the Om Times family and everyone that has reached out and created the space so that these teachings, these invaluable teachings, and this invaluable experience that each of us has can find a global and a worldwide voice. Because as a teacher, you never know who's listening. It is always, always our job as a teacher to just get it out there, because you don't know, in fact, who's going to need to hear exactly your words on that given day. So I am a meditation instructor. I will tell you that right now. I've had a meditation practice for the past 35 years in very different formats and very different spiritual traditions. And this journey to having the podcast began about a year and a half ago when I decided to step up and start teaching meditation at a yoga center in Western Oregon, in McMinnville, Oregon, Boho Yoga to be specific, a great studio. And they offered me a space to teach, and I realized, you know what, I have had all of this experience. It is time for me to step up and share some of that. That's going to be a theme that you'll hear from me today, is this is my putting myself out there to the world, because I realized it's no good to continue to keep all of this experience to myself. I reached that point where I have to share it. And if you're out there listening and you're a teacher, you may, in whatever format you teach or you instruct, you may realize, okay, yes, that makes sense. I have to get this out. So the question that I have on every show is, what can I do to help you? How can I serve? And that is what I want to do. I'll tell you a little bit about the show format here. It will be mostly teaching from my own experience, and I will have on the show in the weeks going forward occasional guest teachers, and these will be teachers from the arena of spirituality. They might be from the holistic wellness field. They will be fellow podcasters. I'll just preview that because I've made some very, very good friends already in the podcast community. So we will have occasional guest spots. And one of the things that we will feature on every show here on Decide to Transform are listener questions. What I like to do and what I invite people to do is to send me their questions. On every show, every week, I will preview and announce the topic for the coming week. And I invite you all as listeners to send me questions, submit those via email. It's tomas@tomasgarza.com. You can look at my bio on Om Times Radio, but it's Tomas, T-O-M-A-S. It's the Spanish version without the H. So email me any questions that you may have, and what I'll do is I'll select a handful of those to read on the air and answer on the air. And if you have a particular comment or a story, a short, very short story that you would like me to read on the air, I may end up airing that as well. So we want to have that interactive piece on here. Also, as a meditation instructor, I will offer a short guided teaching or meditation, usually about 4 to 5 minutes, to help solidify the subject matter and the theme of the day's lesson, and to help center you, and just to help you ask the right questions in life. That is going to be a theme for this show today, as well as for the broadcast and the podcast as a whole as we go forward. So that's the format. Mostly teaching with some occasional guest teachers. I'll invite listener questions via email, and we will have a short guided teaching or meditation every week, depending on the subject matter that we cover. So before we launch into a general overview of the program and some of the topics that we're going to cover, there are some specific people that I want to thank. Now, this will not be an Oscar-worthy speech, nor will it be 7 to 8 minutes long, so don't worry about that. I really want to extend live on the air thanks to a couple of specific people. One is my wife, Cindy, who has encouraged me every step of the way on this journey, and it has been a journey. It took several months for me to write the book Decide, and during that time, I received nothing but encouragement from her, and she is listening today. So, Cindy, I love you. Thank you so much for your support. And also, guys, I want to give special thanks to a very old friend that I've had the absolute honor and privilege and joy of getting to reconnect with after a very, very long time. And that is Lisa Berry. Lisa is the host of Light on Living here on Om Times Radio. You may know her show. It airs at 12 p.m. Eastern Time on Mondays here on Om Times Radio. So Lisa has been a creative force in helping me to develop this podcast and helping me create and brainstorm the ideas. And it's just been with a sense of joy and the exuberance. If you've heard her, you know she brings that. So Lisa, thank you so much. It's with deep appreciation that this podcast is created and is even happening today. So thank you oh so much for that. Okay. Let's move on here to a general overview. I want to talk about some of the topics that we'll cover in the coming weeks. And spirituality, of course, is one of them. One of the things that I really want to do is to help people take a deeper dive into their own personal transformation, into their own personal growth. And to me, that is 100% tied up with your spiritual practice, with your spiritual journey. Call it a walk, call it whatever you want to call it. It's the inner work that we're truly going to be concerned with here. And it's a deeper dive, and I will be encouraging people to ask deeper questions. We'll go over some of those today, and these are the creative questions, as we'll see, that lead to a better understanding of ourselves and deeper answers, which is what we're seeking here. And we will cover in some detail over the coming weeks the limiting stories that we all tell ourselves. That is the subject of the book, is our limiting stories and what we can do, what we can choose to believe instead. And we'll explain some more about what those are today. In fact, the questions that listeners have submitted have to do exactly with that today, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. One's a specific question from a specific person, and the other is a question that I get all the time that's asked by many, and those are often, as we all know, the best questions, because they're the ones that people in a group may be afraid to ask because they think it's a dumb question. It's not a dumb question. And we'll cover one of those today. So we'll talk about the limiting stories. And what I want to do is also stress practical tips to make massive transformation accessible, because that's what I really want to do, is to make this journey that we're all on accessible and fun, with an emphasis on accessible and fun, because people frequently get bogged down in life. We all know that. It happens, and life comes at us fast, very fast, from all different directions. It can be very, very helpful to take small tidbits and practical items that we can work on right now, immediately, that we can practice right now in the moment without having to worry about achieving the wisdom of Buddha in 15 minutes, without having to worry about completely transforming our lives in 1 hour when we've got meetings and the kids and the dog barking and life is just happening to us. So we will take some time to consider practical tips. And one of the themes that I have stressed in the book title is Decide, and the show title is Decide to Transform. So clearly, there is going to be some emphasis placed on the power of decision in our lives. And that is different from just making everyday, mundane, run around through life choices, such as, okay, what color of t-shirt am I going to put on today? Well, that is a choice, but we're going to be talking about some of the deeper levels of decision. So again, with a thrust on a deeper dive into our own growth and into our own transformation. That is a general overview of what we're going to cover here in the coming weeks on Decide to Transform, and I will, of course, have occasional guest teachers from all arenas and walks of life. So let's start and begin to talk a little bit about deeper questions and deeper answers, the title of the show today. So to start off with, what are we talking about? If you're listening and you're asking yourself, okay, well, what do you really mean by a deeper question? And how does that lead to a deeper answer? That's a very good, very good question to ask yourself. And we're not talking about what color of shirt you're going to put on today, nor are we talking about what are you having for dinner. We're not talking about what time are you going to get up? Are you going to hit snooze on your alarm? Those types of decisions are in fact choices. They are in fact decisions, but we're going for some of the more creative, the deeper questions, because when we're concerned with massive transformation, which is a phrase that I love, and I've said it several times already, and I will say it again, it's something that I really enjoy because change is different to me than transformation. Change is very different. Every morning we get up and we are necessarily changed. We are different than the day before. Our body is different than the day before. And some of us may have more gray hair than the day before. Maybe we have gained weight since yesterday. Maybe we have lost weight since yesterday. Our fingernails are longer. Our hair needs to be combed or brushed. We need to brush our teeth. We're not talking about just the change, as in that kind of physical change or the change in the weather. Transformation is different, and transformation is our focus because it involves the power of decision and the power of conscious choice. That is what needs to happen in order for us to begin to transform, and as the title of the show suggests, it all starts with a decision. Now, I promised at the outset that I would share some details about my own life and some of the mistakes that I made in failing to make decisions to transform, what happened as a result, and where I decided to go from there. We'll go into then those details that I'll spill about myself after the break. So please stick around for that, and then we'll talk about deeper questions, deeper answers. So stick with us here. You're listening to Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, author of Decide and host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. I want to ask you, if you want something in life, have you decided on it? If not, you'll listen to a limiting story about yourself. You will say you can't, you're too old, too young, etc. Decide to transform in life. Learn what you can choose to believe instead of your limiting stories. Decide. Available now in paperback and ebook. Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone, to Decide to Transform. You're listening to Om Times Radio, and I'm your host, Tomas Garza. All right, right before the commercial break, I promised that I would spill some dirt about myself and some of the mistakes that I have made. At the top of the show, I mentioned that it has been a long road to get to the point where I have stepped up as a teacher and decided, with emphasis on the word decide. Now you'll notice that as you go forth in your daily life, every time somebody says decide, you'll notice that, right? It's like noticing a car. If you think about a Mercedes, then all of a sudden you see 20 Mercedes. You'll think about a decision, you'll hear the word decide, and you'll make a decision, right? One that favors you, which we'll talk about. So back to my own history, this is a very recent development where I have really made the choice, the conscious choice, to own a role as a teacher. And the funny reality here is that we're all teachers all the time, whether we hold ourselves out as a teacher or an instructor, we are still nonetheless teaching other people and everybody is learning from us because we're constantly in communication with others. If we're not speaking to them, we're still in communication with them vibrationally, emotionally, on a very deep level. We don't have to actually speak to them to communicate at all. And the question that we must all ask ourselves is, what then are we teaching? Are we teaching people to be afraid of themselves? Are we teaching them to be afraid of the world? Are we teaching them to hate? Or are we teaching them love? Are we demonstrating with our actions, with our words, and with the thoughts and the feelings that we put out? Are we demonstrating that everyone is lovable and that the world is fun, that it's a playground, that it is a place for us to smile? And it doesn't take much to realize that this is very, very true. Right? People can make as many arguments as they want that this isn't true, but try an experiment. Walk down the street scowling at people and shouting insults at them, and at best, they will want to get away from you. You may have someone return the insult, and you may have somebody come after you, worst case scenario. And by contrast, try walking down the street, smiling at everybody, saying good morning, good afternoon, holding doors for people, and just projecting happiness, just projecting joy and love. People will return that. They will be nicer to you in the grocery store line. People will strike up conversations with you. You will also get smiles, and you will get cooperation from people. So we are always teaching. And at the same time, we are always learning because we're always absorbing people's energy, like it or not. So the question that we all have to ask ourselves is, what are you putting out? What are you putting out there? So for me, it was a long road, and without going into every single detail, I spent the majority of my young adult life unaligned. That is the best word that I can think of to describe what was happening to me and what I allowed to happen, because I was raised a certain way. And in my family, the emphasis was on social status. I was raised in one of those families. Maybe as a listener, you can relate, and maybe not. Maybe that doesn't inform your experience. But for me, there were certain career paths that were considered acceptable in our family. And one of those was doctor. The other was politician. And I've never been in politics, for which I'm deeply grateful, by the way. I know maybe some of you are, and good for you if you are. It's not my thing. And the other occupation that was really held in very high esteem by these folks is the legal profession, lawyer, attorney. And I found myself in my early 20s attending law school. And I don't regret going at all. I just remember that I had a constant feeling of misalignment, of dread almost, of why am I doing this? This feels like drudgery to me. It's just a nagging sensation that there's more for me out there. This isn't me. And maybe as a listener, you can relate to that, because maybe you have chosen a career field that just doesn't suit who you are. Maybe you've done it for the money. Maybe you've done it for the reasons that I did it. It was just sort of an unconscious decision that I made, and that I kept my head down and plowed through, and I graduated from law school happily and met people that are still very, very good friends of mine, and I don't regret that at all. However, I spent a lot of time suffering needlessly in a misaligned field. So maybe you're in a relationship like this, because personal transformation does not have to be purely spiritual in nature. I know that on this show we will be talking about spirituality at great length. However, personal transformation can apply to any facet of your life. This is true of relationships. It's true of your physical health. It's true for jobs and careers. So many of us find ourselves in a place where we don't feel like we're doing what we're supposed to be here to do, where we don't feel like we have a connection to our purpose, and we may feel that we're simply going through the motions. And personal transformation is about, number one, recognizing where you are, and then making a choice to get out. And there are many, many teachers. I'm far from the only one that are available to help you get out. And they will not be able to do it for you. I cannot do it for you. It is a choice that you yourself must make. We all must do it. And eventually, in my own circumstance, I did that. One of the best professional decisions that I ever made was in refusing to sit for the bar exam. So if you've not been to law school or a graduate school program like that, the way that it works is one graduates from this advanced degree school. In fact, it's a doctorate degree, so I will most definitely own that. And I do use some of the skills, and I have used them in life, but one then sits for, in the United States, a bar exam, and in Canada or other countries that may have a unit like a province or the equivalent of a state, there is a government body that licenses the practice of law. That's a separate examination that you have to study for and take, and I refused to sit for that, which was one of the best professional decisions that I've ever made. I wouldn't be here sharing my experience with you if I had chosen to stay in a field that wasn't aligned with me. So that's the short end of it. I spent a lot of time stressing and needlessly. And I say this because there is probably someone, in fact, I'm sure that there are listeners out there that can relate to this. And maybe you are in that position right now, where you feel stuck, where you feel trapped, and you're looking for some answers, quite frankly. You're looking for some answers and maybe a way to get out of a situation that it just is what it is, right? You're here right now. The question is, what do you do from here? So let's talk about how we access some of these answers, and I want to circle back to the subtitle of this podcast, the tagline, Your Bridge to Level 2 Answers. Well, what is Level 2? I'll explain what I mean by that, but let me preface this by saying that, in fact, there are no levels. There are no defined levels of personal development. There's not a level 1 necessarily. There's not a level 2 or a level 45. And you don't get a certificate or a badge when you reach level 49 and achieve enlightenment or whatever that may look like. Right? You don't get certificates. You don't get professional degrees for any of this. What you do get is a satisfaction of knowing that you're connected to your source, that you're connected to who you really are on the deepest level, and I think we all know exactly who that is, and you're connected to your purpose in life. So, deeper questions. Level 2 means we've gotten beyond, and this is just a term, again, that I want to use. It's symbolic, like language itself. It's symbolic because the word lamp is just a word that we made up for this thing that we plug into what we call a wall and turn what we call a switch and produces what we call electric light. Right? A lamp is it's just a word. Lamp is a word, and it doesn't do anything other than represent the thing that we apply it to. Right, it's symbolic. Level 2 is symbolic. So it means that we're at a place where we're no longer purely concerned with just survival. We're at a place where we've opened up some space for ourselves to consider how we can affect change in our lives. In other words, how we can begin to transform and go from merely surviving to thriving, which is a word that a lot of us use as thriving instead of mere survival. And massive transformation, personal transformation, involves orienting ourselves differently. And part of this means that we make the decision to ask the right questions of life, because let's face it, we're often befogged. We are often operating under a virtual cloud, whether it's cloudy outside where you are or not. We're often unaware that we're getting in our own way. So having gotten beyond the mere survival, it's a place where you can begin to ask some of the questions. And we've talked a little bit about how transformation differs from mere change. And sometimes I will use the words interchangeably because I like to vary that up a little bit. So the deeper questions lead to decisions to transform. So what are some of these questions then? This is a very, very important thing to talk about. So let's spend a couple of minutes here on, okay, what actually are the deeper questions that we could be asking ourselves? Right? And why would I do this? And where does this take me? And these questions are questions that go beyond, all right, what color of shirt should I wear? What's for dinner? What's for lunch? What time am I going to take my break at work this afternoon? Is it going to be 3 or 3:15? Those types of questions. It's not that. This is something that invites specificity, number one. It invites us to get specific, and it invites us to get creative. It invites a deeper question, invites us to get specific, and invites us to get creative. And this means we get to access our own imagination, which of course is not just for kids. Life is a giant playground, guys. This is a theme that you'll hear a lot more of here from a lot of different people, from a couple at least here, that it's a playground and it's fun and it should be fun. And a deeper level question, when you've opened up the space to ask it, invites you to consider what you want, what could be. Call it your why, if you're familiar with that terminology. Call it your desire, if you prefer that. But whatever word label you choose to place on it, these are the types of questions that get you to imagine and envision what your future self is going to be like. Not your current reality, because your current reality might be horrible, right? It might suck, but it doesn't have to, because you've reached a place where you can begin to ask some deeper questions. So if you could wave a magic wand over your life and instantly pop into your best future self, what would that look like? That's an example. And you may be thinking, well, that's actually a little bit difficult. Okay, that's a little bit hard. How do I access that place? Well, if you're asking, that's a very good question. I would invite you to stay tuned, not just today, but in the coming weeks, because we will talk about and we will cover specific practices that you can put into place in your daily life that are quick, they're simple, and they're very feasible. Now, notice I did not say easy, because I do wish to point out that none of this is easy. It is not easy to take a look at your life and see that if you want things to be better, you're going to have to do certain things differently. You're going to have to release certain things. You're going to have to let them go. And that involves a deeper dive. That we will take you through some of those practices. This is part of the reason why I include a short teaching or guided meditation on every show. And we will talk more about those as they come up. So the deeper questions then get us to activate our imagination, that sense of possibility. And I often invite people to go back to a time in their life where they were happy or happier and get into that feeling and stay in that feeling. Because a lot of this is about recalling how we felt in a certain situation or how we're going to feel when something happens that we want to have happen. What will it feel like? What will it feel like to be completely successful and lying on a beach in Tahiti? What will the sand feel like between your toes? And what will that tropical drink taste like? If you've ever been to Tahiti, you know it's a wonderful place, so that's what I use as an example. But how will it feel when you have arrived at what you wish to accomplish, when you have reached your desire or your why, whatever that is for you, because it's going to vary. It's going to vary for every single one of us. So these are some examples of deeper level questions, and there is more information on this, I'd like to point out, available on my website, tomasgarza.com, where I am available to help people take a deeper dive in the form of one-on-one consultations, and I'm also available to offer personalized teachings to you in the form of voice recordings. More information is available on my site there, tomasgarza.com. Now, when we return from our next commercial break, which we'll take in a moment here, we will take listener questions here on Decide to Transform. You're listening to Om Times Radio. We'll be right back.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. Thank you for listening. You know, there's only so much we can cover on a one-hour show. If you'd like to hear further from me, I happily offer personalized teachings. Get your very own voice recording or book a one-on-one consultation. Ask a burning question and gain clarity on achieving massive transformation in your life. Details available on my website, TomasGarza.com.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to Decide to Transform. You are listening to the debut episode of this podcast. I'm your host, Tomas Garza. And before the break, I mentioned that we will take listener questions on every show, and we'll talk about these in this next segment here. I have two of them. One is from a specific individual, and one is a question that is asked by many. So when we get into those, I just want to tell you that, again, feel free to ask questions. During every show, what I will do is I will preview the coming week's topic, and I will do that today in just a few minutes. Before we close up, I invite questions related to that topic, and I would love to answer your questions here on the air on Decide to Transform. And email is the best way to reach me on that. That's Tomas, T-O-M-A-S, at tomasgarza.com. So email me your questions, and I will select some, and we'll read them on the air, and we'll answer them together, because there's some great questions out there. There's never a stupid question or a question that's too obvious to ask. In fact, the best questions are often the ones that feel the most obvious. We've all been in a classroom situation where someone had the audacity, where they had the drive, and quite frankly, the umph to ask a question that everybody in the room wanted to know but was afraid to ask. So everyone has experienced that sense of relief of, oh yeah, I wanted to know that too. Thank you for asking that. But before we get into those, what I want to talk about is the power of decision. This podcast is entitled Decide to Transform. My book is entitled Decide. And they're all action verbs, because transformation is an action verb. Spirituality is an action verb. Now, I know they're both nouns, but to me, they're active. It implies activity. It implies not just believing something, but in acting on it and creating. Creation is one of my key themes that I want to talk about, and I do talk about all the time. And creation is a wonderful thing, as it involves our conscious choice and our involvement, ideally our involvement with our entire being. So we will stress the power of decision throughout, because without it, we dabble. Without it, people join a gym and they pay for a 6-month membership, for example, and they only go twice. And many of these people expect massive transformation to happen. They expect a completely new physique and a new level of fitness, but without putting in the work. Without a decision, you dabble. Without a decision, you try to adopt a yoga or meditation practice and quit after the first try. And it's very difficult to get into a habit, and in fact, it takes up to, depending on the person and the situation, 66 days, in fact, to create a new habit. And that is from the book, The One Thing. You may have heard of that, you may have read that, but 66 days, that means committing to a practice. That means deciding that you want what you say you want, whether it's a better relationship, a better career, a more fulfilling life, right? A higher paying job, if that's it for you. Maybe it's a deeper walk with your own spirituality. So without a decision, what happens is we fall prey to limiting stories. And I talked about this at the outset of the show. A limiting story is a built-in, ready-made excuse that we all have as human beings and that we all lean on to justify inaction. In fact, these are some of the things that we tell ourselves that keep us stuck. And some examples are, I can't do that. It's too hard. I am too old. I'm too young. I'm not athletic enough. I'm too athletic. I'm too smart. I'm too stupid. The group has already started, so I'll just sit this one out. It's just not for me. I don't think it's the right time. It's just not the right time for me. Those types of things are limiting stories that we tell ourselves, often without realizing we do it. So step number one, realize you're doing it. Step number two, what do you do instead? We'll talk about all of that. For every limiting story, there are things that you could choose, actively choose to believe instead. And when you commit to a practice of repeating those in many different formats, if you need to, that becomes a part of your life and it becomes your own experience. Now, The power of decision is key. If we don't decide, then we fall prey to our limiting stories because we dabble and we're not all in. We haven't truly gone big despite anything that we may have said to ourselves or to other people on the contrary. So let's take this first listener question here, which relates to taking a deeper dive and limiting stories. Now, this question is from Cynthia from Phoenix, Arizona. Cynthia writes, when it comes to taking a deeper dive in life, how do I know I'm really listening to divine guidance versus my own limiting stories? Okay, Cynthia, great question. Thank you so much for asking that. The question again, when it comes to taking a deeper dive in life, how do I know I'm really listening to divine guidance versus my limiting stories? The quick, very few word answer is, how do you feel? Right? How do you feel? Limiting stories don't make us feel good. To tell yourself you can't cuts off your creativity. Right? If you are listening to your heart, if that's the phrase that you choose, the word, if you're listening to divine guidance, if you're listening to God, the universe, spirit, source, just insert whatever spiritual term you're comfortable with as a listener, because we are concerned with universal spirituality on this show. Whatever you want to term it or name it, when you're actually listening to that guidance, you feel better. Feeling good and feeling better is very, very critical to all of growth and transformation, because if you do, then that is a very good indicator that you're listening to divine guidance, that you're listening to your higher self versus the self that wants to keep you stuck. And in the book, I use an analogy of somebody seated on a couch, eating nachos, watching television. And nothing against a good plate of nachos, nothing against a good TV program, but it's just something that I use to describe people feeling and being stuck. And if you are listening to your limiting stories, saying, I can't do that today. It's too cold outside to get up and go to the gym, or I just don't feel like it. It's just not my thing. Yeah, I'm busy. That's a limiting story, right? I'm busy. Then if you're listening to those, then you will feel sluggish, to continue with that example. But if you're listening to your heart or to divine guidance, you may find yourself on the treadmill at the gym, lifting weights. You may find yourself already there. So how do you feel is the quick answer to how do I know if I'm really listening to divine guidance versus my limiting stories? So thank you, Cynthia, for that question. This is just an example for the listeners of the types of questions that we will sometimes answer here on the show. Now, I want to get to the next one because it's general, and it's one of those questions that everybody's glad that someone asked. This one is not actually from a specific individual. It is a question that has been asked by many people all over the place, literally everywhere, everywhere I have taught in any format that I have taught. And the question is this. Okay, I can recognize my limiting stories some of the time, but how do I really, really shake them? In other words, how do I really, really get rid of them? I recognize them some of the time. How do I get rid of them? That's a great question, and it's going to take, of course, if we give a long-form answer, it will take far more time than we have this week on the program. But I will give a quick answer. Number one, if you can only recognize your limiting stories some of the time, that is good. What you want to do is begin to get to a place where you recognize them more often. Because if you only recognize that you're stopping yourself on occasion, that's better than never recognizing it. But what we want to do is we want to get into a flow. We want to get into a dance in life, for lack of a better word, where we are able to recognize these things. And that's what people talk about when they talk about concepts such as mindfulness. It's awareness. That when they talk about that, when people talk about meditation or yoga, it's a way, and there are many ways, that we as human beings can begin to pay attention. So recognize it more often, and how do you really, really shake these limiting stories? You decide to shake them. That is the number one thing that we can do, is decide that we want something different in life, and we can use creative, what I call level two questions, to get to some of those answers. Once you know, once you're crystal clear on your why or on your desire, then it becomes much easier to make a decision to act on that. And you will no doubt know from your own experience that it's a decision that we have to make every moment of every day. Because every moment of every day, we have a choice. We can choose creation, or we can choose comfort. We can choose massive personal transformation and growth, or we can choose the status quo. We can choose love or fear. So what are you choosing? And let's do a short, very brief form of a quick meditation on this. In the time that remains, just get as comfortable as you can and take in one whole breath. I ordinarily do this for a longer period of time, but just pay attention to one whole breath. Feel the air enter your lungs and your body. And feel the air leave on the exhalation. Just do that. And ask yourself, what are you choosing? Every moment of every day, you can choose. And it appears that you're sometimes choosing from thousands or millions of options. But it's really a choice between two options. It's a choice between what serves you and what does not. It's a choice between love or fear. It is a choice between your best self or your own limitations. So as you continue to pay attention to your breath, create this relaxation and this space for yourself. Wherever you find yourself in life, are you choosing for your best self? Or are you not? Are you choosing love, or are you choosing fear? And ask yourself, and whatever choices you have made in the past, just let them go. That is the past. Choose again. Choose your highest self, and please choose love. And as you come out of this brief meditation, just pay attention to one more cycle of breath, and we will close. I'd like to close with a quote that, not coincidentally, I wrote down on a notebook that I had my notes on for this show. I was finishing the book by Paulo Coelho, The Alchemist, you may have read that, just a couple of days ago, and without thinking too much, wrote down the following quote, as it now turns out, for a very, very good reason. So I would like to read that by way of closing out this show. Before I do, next week we will be talking about divine timing. We will be talking about the fact that things do happen for a reason, and we will be talking about why they happen for a reason. And I would invite you to ask any questions you might have about why things happen the way they do and when they do. And that's at tomas@tomasgarza.com. So let's close with the quote. Paulo Coelho writes, "The world we live in will either be better or worse, depending on whether we become better or worse." And that's where the power of love comes in. Because when we love, we always strive to become better than we are. I'll repeat that. When we love, we always strive to become better than we are. So choose love, everybody. And thank you so much for tuning in to the very first show here on Decide to Transform. I'm your host, Tomas Garza, and I'm wishing you a great and wonderful week. We'll see you again next week, 1 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 Pacific, Tuesday, on Om Times Radio. Have a great day.